This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Last night, the president ordered the Departments of State and Homeland Security to review the visa program under which Tashfeen Malik, the woman shooter in the San Bernardino case, came to the U.S. But then he got it wrong.
I've ordered the Departments of State and Homeland Security to review the visa waiver program under which the female terrorist in San Bernardino originally came to this country.
The White House later clarified that the president did not mean to say visa waiver program, just this particular visa program. She came to the U.S. from Saudi Arabia on a K-1 so-called spouse visa to marry her American-born husband, Syed Rizan Farouk. But the separate visa waiver program, which favors European travelers and others, is under scrutiny in Congress. It's the subject of new legislation from Congresswoman Candace Miller, a Republican from Michigan.
We simply can't give people from other countries special access to our soil if we don't have all of the information that we need to make sure that they're not a threat.
Congresswoman Candace Miller, a Republican from Michigan. With us is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Todd, it seems like Congress is sort of fighting the last war on this visa thing. They don't quite have the precise program that fits the attack of the moment.
Except that the visa waiver program has been a cause for concern for many, many months in Congress. It's only come under the light of public scrutiny because there have been a number of high-profile terrorist attacks in recent weeks, namely in Paris and here in the United States. So this is nothing new for people in Congress who worry about Homeland Security, but the priority list and the order in which things have gotten done have been pretty curious, John. Let's go back to visa waivers real quick. 38 countries qualify under the visa waiver program. 30 of them are in Europe, but also places like Australia, New Zealand, Japan. People who live in these very friendly countries can come to the United States with their passports and visit for 90 days with no visa. We all know why. It's great for business, Disney World, tourism, business. American companies and American businesses, they really want that ease of travel. Here's the problem. Someone who's a national of one of those countries, for instance, Belgium, where Abdelhamid Abaoud was a national, could travel to this country and not need a visa to get into this country. And you and I, and I think everyone listening, can see the potential security threat there. John, a couple of weeks ago when Congress scurried to crack down on the Syrian refugee program, even at that time, many, many lawmakers of both parties were standing in the corners and grumbling and kind of scratching their heads going, yeah, okay, I'll vote for this, but the real problem is visa waivers. Why aren't we fixing that? We've been talking about that for months, and so is Homeland Security. So here comes the bill finally. The Department of Homeland Security has for many months since the summer been trying to alter this program. Now here comes Congress, and I'm here to tell you there is bipartisan agreement. This bill is going to pass, and it's going to pass early this week. And it says a couple of things. Countries who are under visa waivers, Belgium, France, Australia, New Zealand, now have to have electronic chips in their passport that can be scanned when those people get to U.S. ports of entry. Any lost or stolen passport from those countries has to be reported to Interpol, and countries have to share into a database info on terror suspects or watch lists for anyone who they suspect or we suspect might qualify for a terror watch list.
Now, that countermeasure would have affected any attempt on the part of Abaoud and the other names that came up in the Paris attacks. They weren't trying to get to the United States, but if they had, they would have come up as being on watch lists, so their passports would have disqualified them from entering the U.S.
That's right. And not only that, the House bill, and there's a little bit of difference between the House and the Senate here, the House bill bans anyone from traveling under visa waiver if they've been to Syria, Iraq, Iran, or Sudan since March of 2011. The Senate bill bans people just who've traveled to Syria and Iraq in the last 5 years. They're going to have to work out those differences over the next week or two between the House and Senate. But Nancy Pelosi's on board, Speaker Ryan's on board, Kevin McCarthy's on board. And it also kind of makes you wonder why they didn't do this in the first place, John, because everyone's on board and everyone agrees this is the problem.
And this is certainly a rational response, that's for sure. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.